in a New Testament sense. Jesus mentioned several times to them that they were not believing yet, and yet he knew they believed in God, and they believed in him. In John 14:29, for example, he was telling them about things that were coming in the future, and he said, I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. At the end of John chapter 6, they said to him, now we believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus told them, haven't I chosen you all, and one of you is a slanderer, one of you is a devil? Several times in the Gospels, they profess to believe, even this night in the Last Supper. Now we believe, and Jesus said, do you now believe? I tell you, you're all going to forsake me this night. So there is a believing before receiving, and after receiving, there is a believing that was impossible before you received. They believed in God, but they were not New Testament believers yet. Jesus said both. They believed, but they didn't believe. He knew that they, in their hearts, believed that God sent him. They believed that God gave Moses the law. They believed the things that they knew from God. But there were things that they didn't know and didn't experience that they couldn't believe in yet. But they would after they were born again. And so will you. The third thing. Jesus said, the Father loves you because you have loved me. Now the word love there doesn't mean the kind of love that comes through the Holy Ghost. It's the love as a friend. It's the Greek word that means to hold as a friend. In my translation of the New Testament, I have it this way, for the Father himself considers you his friends because you have been my friends. There's a kind of love that's possible to have for God and for Jesus without the Holy Ghost. But there is also a kind of love that comes only through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you can't have that kind of saving love for God and the Son of God without the Holy Ghost. Paul said in Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that God has given to us. In John 17:6, the same night that he told them that they loved the Father as a human kind of friendship love, he said to them, praying to his Father, he said, Father, I have made your name known to them, and I will make it known to them, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them. So they loved Jesus as a natural way, as a friend. They dearly held him in their hearts. But the love of God was not in them. If it had been in them, Jesus wouldn't have been praying that the Father would put it in them. So, let's move on to the fourth thing. In John 17:6, we are told that they belonged to God. He said to his Father in his prayer in John 17, Father, they were yours, and you gave them to me. So they belonged to God because they were Jews. They were Old Testament people of God. But they did not have the Spirit inside of them. And we've already seen in an earlier lesson that Paul said, if you don't have the Spirit inside of you, you don't belong to God. There was a transfer made. If you were a natural Jew in the Old Testament, you belonged to God. But now, your natural birth means nothing. You must be born again. Isn't that what Jesus said? And when you're born again, the Spirit comes in you, and then you belong to God because you belong to Jesus. They were yours, Father, and you gave them to me. Number 5, John 17, Jesus said this. Verse 8, Father, they truly do know that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. He said this again in verse 25, Righteous Father, although the world does not know you, I know you, and these men know that you sent me. So they believed that God sent Jesus. But Jesus also said that same night that they really didn't know him. John 14:7-9, this is what we read. He told his disciples, If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us. Jesus said, Have I spent so much time with you, Philip, and yet you do not know me? They didn't really know the Lord. They didn't have fellowship with his mind. They didn't understand his purpose. And they couldn't, because The Spirit had to come to guide them into all truth. The Spirit had to come to give them fellowship with the Father and with the Son.